This is the month that a U.S. commander gives a report on the war in Iraq. So do plenty of other officials. But you should not expect decisive answers about the so-called surge of troops. Officials build that surge as a short-term effort. But they've known for some time that it will likely last into 2008. Here's NPR's Guy Raz.
Let's travel back in time for a moment. It's January 10th, 2007, and President Bush announces a new plan to bring stability to Iraq.
So I've committed more than 20,000 additional American troops to Iraq.
The number ended up closer to 30,000 more troops. The president said more American troops would improve daily life for Iraqis, giving the Iraqi government
the breathing space it needs to make progress in other critical areas.
And so, the next day, January 11th, the president dispatched Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Defense Secretary Robert Gates, and Joint Chiefs Chairman Peter Pace to Capitol Hill to sell the plan. Here's what Gates said back then.
The timetable for the introduction of additional U.S. forces will provide ample opportunity early on and before many of the additional U.S. troops actually arrive in Iraq to evaluate the progress of this endeavor and whether the Iraqis are fulfilling their commitments to us.
But that's not what happened. Soon, both the Pentagon and the White House began to downplay all of the interim reporting on the surge and insisted on waiting until September to make an assessment. Now, let's go back again to early February. The Pentagon unveiled its supplemental budget request for fiscal year 2007 on the 5th of the month. The money is basically used by the department to pay for the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. The total request was about $100 billion. About $5.5 billion of those dollars was set aside to pay for the troop surge, which is also called the plus-up by Pentagon officials. At a news conference on that day, Tina Jonas, the Pentagon's deputy comptroller, was asked,
"Is there a reason why you didn't request funding for the plus-up beyond this fiscal year?"
And Jonas answered,
"I think the secretary has said on the record in past that this is viewed as a near-term initiative."
These kinds of answers gave Congress and the American public the impression that the so-called surge would only last a few months. And even Secretary Gates left that impression on several occasions in testimony to Congress.
"I think for most of us in our minds, we're thinking of it as a matter of months, not 18 months or 2 years."
But if you take a look at the schedule for troop rotations now, the surge will in fact last 18 months. I'll get back to this in a moment, but first, the turning point. It came on April 11th of this year. Secretary Gates walked into the Pentagon briefing room to announce that,
"Effective immediately, active Army units now in the Central Command area of responsibility and those headed there will deploy for not more than 15 months.
And so, with a stroke of his pen, the secretary's decision meant that the surge, for all intents and purposes, would last through October 2008. Why? Well, because the last Army unit to arrive in Iraq as part of the surge landed in June 2007. Add 15 months and you've reached the autumn of 2008. But even after the secretary's April announcement, the Pentagon was cagey about how long the surge would last. And by the time summer rolled around and some members of Congress were calling for an end to the surge, the Pentagon put forward military commanders in Iraq like Major General Rick Lynch, who began to openly push for more time.
"And in my battle space right now, if soldiers were to leave, coalition soldiers were to leave, having fought hard for that terrain, having denied the enemy their sanctuaries, what would happen is the enemy would come back, and we would take a giant step backwards."
Now, at the end of this month, September 30th, the money for the surge dries up. Congress has to pass another supplemental bill to keep the plan going. And Pentagon sources say General Petraeus's testimony to Congress next week is designed to convince enough members to keep that money flowing. Guy Raz, NPR News, The Pentagon.